Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Free agency. Franchise tag.
Now's the time when franchise tags are put on free agents. Unrestricted free agents. You get this. You get the tag. The way it works is if you're a free agent, your team doesn't want to lose you and you can't agree to a long-term contract, the organization, the team has the option of putting a franchise tag on you, and you have one per year that you can use. And I only think like five or six have been used in the last couple of years, but the Lions used one on Ziggy Ansah. And the way it works is that player then is locked into a one-year contract with their current club, with their current team, and it'll pay them either the average of the top five positions players at that position, or it will pay them the 120% raise from what they're making, whichever is higher. And that player and the team can then negotiate for a long-term contract, but you're under the franchise tag. You can't leave. You get a healthy, healthy raise, but you have to stay with the team for 1 year. And they could franchise you again, but then if you get franchised the second time, you're really making big money, and generally you'll take the 120% raise and be the highest paid player at that position. But players generally don't like getting tagged. They want long-term security. It depends on the player, don't necessarily like using this, but one of the players, and the more I think about this, the more I kind of think the Lions free agent shopping should start at this position. The Landon Collins, 25-year-old safety from the New York Giants, Jacina Anderson at ESPN Wednesday, reported, quote, "I'm told the Giants safety Landon Collins cleaned out his locker today at the team facility and said his goodbyes to his teammates, coaches, and trainers. It doesn't seem like Collins expects to be a Giant for much longer, per sources." Now, this has been somewhat refuted that it was a goodbye locker clean out, but the speculation was the Giants were going to franchise him, and I suspect they still will. If they don't, this is a playmaking safety that I would go get for two reasons. One is with Glover Quinn gone, the Lions released him last week. The Lions go into next year with their two safeties being Condre Diggs, or likely starters, Condre Diggs and Tracy Walker, the third round pick last year out of Southwest Louisiana, who played a little bit last year. But I'm uncomfortable with that duo. I think Condre Diggs is a pretty good player. Tracy Walker's unproven, but perhaps they believe in him. I'm going to say this is going to sound cynical, but kind of is it the same way they believed in Michael Roberts at tight end? And that didn't really come to much in terms of production last year. But given the strengths of this draft and the weaknesses of this draft and the strengths of free agency and the weaknesses in free agency, it makes sense to me that safety be the number one target in free agency. Because, Gator, are there any pass rushers in the draft?
There are many pass rushers in the draft.
Are there tight ends in the draft?
There are as many as three that can go in the first round.
Yeah. It strikes me that the best use of playing the market, what the market is to get your pass rusher in the draft, get your safety in free agency. And if Landon Collins doesn't get franchised, that's where I would start. If he doesn't get franchised and wants too much money, there's Tyrann Mathieu from Houston, who's a free agent. There's Adrian Phillips from the LA Chargers that's worth a look. Kurt Coleman just got released by New Orleans. It strikes me that the free agent market at safety is the route to go. So, Gator, Landon Collins might be the guy. It might be the number one target. I know everybody says Trey Flowers, Trey Flowers, Trey Flowers, and it might be Trey Flowers. But given the draft and the strength of the draft and the depth in the draft, I'd give a strong consideration to going safety in free agency.
Well, I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Feels like the Lions are really excited just based on what the beat writers are writing. The Lions are excited about the safeties that they have on the roster right now.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm reading between the lines of what they would do in free agency, I don't think that safety is going to be part of it. And you talk about all the depth that there is at defensive linemen. Absolutely, there's depth at the pass rush position in the draft. But we talk about there's not much depth in tight ends in the free agent market. There really isn't. I mean, even the top free agent tight end isn't anything to write home about. And the more I think about it, the more I think the Lions are going to find a way to trade back in the draft so they can select a tight end, which means that they're going to have to address the pass rusher because there are pass rushers in free agency. And I think they might – I mean, if I'm the Lions, I'm going to focus on one of two guys who are 25 years old, either Frank Clark from Seattle or Trey Flowers from New England.
If both of them don't get franchised.
If they don't get franchised, yeah. But, you know, a lot depends on who gets franchised, who doesn't get franchised. But those are two guys, in my mind, that would be big-time additions to the Lions. And they're looking for playmakers. These guys are playmakers in the NFL. Not playmakers in college, playmakers in the NFL, where it's been proven already, and they're still young. So that's, I think, where I would spend my free agent money.
Just so people know, the top tight ends in free agency are guys like Jared Cook, who had a great year last year, but as a career, hasn't been as productive. Tyler Eifert's one of the top free agents, and Tyler Eifert's great when he's healthy, which he never is.
That's a problem.
It's not a great year, okay, for free agent tight ends. But with all that said, I'm intrigued. I won't be mad at them if they go defensive end. I will feel about the safety position if they decide to roll with Condre Diggs and Tracy Walker, similar to the way I felt about the tight end position after last offseason. I will be uncomfortable and hope that the guys they put faith in come through for them. At the tight end position, they did not. I spent the entire summer bitching about it like a little baby. But they didn't do anything. The tight ends didn't do much this year. They didn't.
No, they didn't.
So as we, you know, I'm going to have a similar feeling about safety. If it doesn't seriously get addressed, maybe it will. Maybe it won't. I'm not going to complain yet. It would be ridiculous to complain before they did anything. But I wonder if they should start their shopping at the safety spot. Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. I laid out the reasons why I think the Detroit Lions free agent shopping should start with the safety position. Gator, you went defensive end. Why do you think, what position and why do you think they should start with that position? 248-539-9797. We await the word on some key guys. Like all three players that you and I mentioned where we'd start with phone calls, all three of them could get franchised. Landon Collins, a safety from the New York Giants. Trey Flowers, a defensive end from the New England Patriots. Frank Clark, the defensive end outside linebacker from the Seattle Seahawks. All three of them could get franchised. All three of them could re-sign with their old teams. But as you know, we watch this thing, there are some reports that Trey Flowers won't get franchised. And there are reports that Landon Collins cleaned out his lockers and the locker room won't get franchised. Said his goodbyes, et cetera, et cetera. Here was the insider story that we were referencing. It was a Q&A with Detroit Lions beat reporter Justin Rogers of the Detroit News from an unnamed texter. It's Landon Collins on the Lions. Unnamed texter. It's from N_Larish. It is not from an unnamed texter. I don't know why I did that. This guy asked a question in a Q&A to Justin Rogers. Is Landon Collins on the Lions free agent radar, or do you think they're sticking with Diggs and Walker? His response, the Giants are reportedly not franchising the talented safety, but I don't anticipate the Lions making a serious play for Collins in free agency. All indications are the team likes what they have in the tandem you mentioned, and while there's a leap of faith being made in Walker, the Lions have invested in his development and aren't likely to spend big money to relegate a second-year defensive back to a part-time role. Okay, now, I'm fearful, okay? And I'm not claiming to know more than the coaches, but I'm fearful that they'd be making the same mistake with Tracy Walker they did with Michael Roberts is, okay, we got this mid-round guy that we have a lot of faith in, and he's going to step up and replace the veteran that we let go. In the tight end position, the veteran they let go was Eric Ebron. Michael Roberts came back and had a 9-catch year. And I'm not giving up on Michael Roberts, but...
No, I wouldn't either.
You know, 4 catches to 9 catches in year 2 isn't exactly fast-tracking to being a starter.
It's, no, it's not.
And in Tracy Walker's case, I mean, I hope they're right. What was he? He was a third-round pick, right?
I believe so.
Okay. The third-round pick of Tracy Walker, I remember when he was selected, there was kind of this, that early? Okay. And last year he played in all 16 games, I believe, and he was... I mean, his marquee play was the interception that was called back against San Francisco.
I think the difference is, Doug, that they believe in Tracy Walker, third-round pick. They had Glover Quinn stay the extra year to groom him. And Michael Roberts, they never really truly believed in him. Their plan was to go get a free agent tight end, which they messed up. All they ended up was with Luke Wilson. They almost had a trade for Gronkowski. That was their plan, not Michael Roberts. I think the plan for safety is Trace Walker this upcoming season. Michael Roberts was not their plan A, let's put it that way. So I think that there's a little slight difference there. But yeah, I understand your concern, though, for sure, because you don't want to be stuck with a guy that you thought was going to be the guy, and then you have nothing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a lot. Like Tyrann Mathieu, the thing about him, and I mentioned Landon Collins, I mean, he's a playmaking safety. In the case of Mathieu, he is... so versatile. Like he's played all over near the line of scrimmage. He's played in the secondary, and that fits to a T what we hear that Matt Patricia loves in defensive players. So, you know, getting involved in the free agent market for a safety makes sense to me. Now, what Justin Rogers wrote, they aren't likely to spend big money to relegate a second year defensive back to a part-time role. They obviously have faith in him. They took him in the third round picks.
And he played every game last year. They played. Michael Roberts barely played, I think, his rookie year. I'm surprised. You could never have too many secondary players in the NFL nowadays, passing league and all that stuff. Everyone's airing out the ball, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
But as a number one free agent priority, safety?
Given what else is out there, yeah. You're surprised that I'm endorsing safety. Is that what you're saying?
I'm more on the Gator side. I'd love a Frank Clark. I think he's going to end up being franchised, if not working on a long-term deal. But I'd love to go after Frank Clark if available. But, yeah, I'm looking at defensive line for sure.
Yeah.
Frank Clark, Trey Flowers, one of those guys.
I'm not as high on Trey Flowers, but, yes, a defensive lineman. Like I said, Frank Clark's my guy.
If you play the market, and that's what I'm doing here, draft is loaded with pass rushers. It doesn't appear to be loaded with guys that you go, well, that's going to be a starting safety. Now, to be fair... not a lot of safeties go in the first round.
But when they do, they're spectacular.
Well, when they do, you're expecting to get, you know, an elite player. But with that said, that's why I'm leaning towards safety. And I'm just kind of looking at, okay, supply and demand. There's plenty of supply in the draft for you know, players that can come off the edge. The problem is, of course, with my philosophy, and I'll shoot it down here a little bit, why... is you're presuming you can find a guy that can hit the ground running and make plays as a rookie. And that's kind of a dangerous thing to do, but if you're investing at 8 in a rush end, I think you kind of think you're getting an elite talent, right? Now,
does it concern you that you just did a mock draft recently where the top 5 players were defensive linemen? Does it concern you at all you might be getting the 6th, 7th, 8th best defensive linemen?
Absolutely, it concerns me. It concerns me. Now, some years, it doesn't matter if you get the 6th, 7th, or 8th best one. If there are that many good ones, who cares if he's the 4th or the 5th? But given the way that mock drafts play itself out and, you know, trying to predict what other teams are going to do, there really could be, you know, the best talent off the board by the time the Lions pick at 8.
Could be. This is, I guess, maybe with this exercise, I'm preparing myself for the Lions taking a tight end in the first round. And I don't think they would do it at 8. I think they would definitely trade back to do it. And I think that there'll be a scenario where there's going to be a team that wants to move up and there'll be a trade partner with the Lions at 8 and they can do it. I'm not going to be happy when if they're picking at 15 or if they're picking at 17 or something like that. And we hear the Detroit Lions select tight end blank.
If they're picking a 15, you won't be happy?
I don't want to. You know me. I'm kind of like you with this. If you're going to take a tight end in the first round, you better suit him up for the gold jacket and for Canton. Because
seriously, let Mel Kiper sell you on this guy. He will sell you on this guy.
Well, about Hockenson from Iowa, I've seen some video of him, and his blocking skills are, he's very good at blocking.
He's better than Ebron already.
Well, in that standpoint, yes. But from a receiving standpoint, who knows? Who knows? I mean, I don't think you're getting, the next Travis Kelce. I just don't. Well, because he's an outstanding receiver. I mean, his bones because he can block.
The comparison, the comp that he made is he's just shy of Gronk. He won't call him Gronk. I wouldn't be surprised if by the time the draft rolls around, depending how things go on the combine and the way Mel is, he's really selling him hard. Now, Mel isn't the be-all, end-all.
No, of course not. Everybody has been wrong on players. Aaron Curry. But I don't know. I don't like tight ends in the first round. It's just, I mean, it's a hard and fast rule. No, it shouldn't be a hard and fast rule.
But they better be elite.
Yeah, they better be elite. And of course, you can't use the past and say, well, they can't do it because they missed on Pettigrew, or even though they didn't really miss on Ebron. Those guys were decent, but were they first round talents? They obviously passed on other players who were better. Not at that position, but other players that could have helped them, whether it was Ray Malaluga or Aaron Donald, they passed on big-time players to select a tight end. I don't want them to make that same mistake. Don't pass on someone who's going to be a stud player for a first-round tight end when first-round tight ends, I mean, there's no guarantee on a tight end. How many first-round tight ends have made it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.